Are you available to talk today?
Huh?
Mr. Lowry, are you available to talk today?
Yes.
About time, man. I've been trying to get a hold of you.
I'm a busy man. You probably ain't doing that. I'm busy.
I know you're busy. I know.
Well, I got life.
I know you are. I know you do. I do, too. I'm just trying to buy these houses from you.
You just want to be worth them. You just want to be worth them.
Well, I don't give up. I guess there's two ways to look at it.
Oh, okay. Man, I'm looking at it the wrong way now.
Yeah, well, I guess so. I guess we all look at things the wrong way sometimes.
Yeah, I guess.
So, how are the houses going?
The house is going all right. Everything's going fine.
You still want to sell them?
Huh?
You still want to sell them?
Yes. Yeah, I want to sell.
Well, I want to buy them, so what's it going to take for us to make something work?
Well, did I tell you what I was asking for?
Yeah, and we've discussed, you know, for the house on Marshall that I would do with the tenants in there, and you know, I was at 70 because, you know, the work that needed to be done, and you said you wanted to sell Pilot as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about Pilot first.
Okay, we're going to talk about Pilot first. I mean, I'm around the same number. I mean,
around the same number.
I'm around the same number for the other one.
Same number.
I mean, they need work. I'm going to have to fix them up completely.
So you want something for nothing?
Well, if I wanted something for nothing, I'd offer you $20,000, but I think that's an insult.
To me, it would be.
Well, I do agree with you.
Yeah, maybe somebody else don't know no better.
Look, I don't need to buy these houses. I'm not in the business of insulting people. You know, I buy about 30 houses a month. At the end of the day, I'm just trying to, you know, make it easy and painless for you. And also, you know, I'm going to have to make it up to my standards because I don't, you know, I'm not looking to do anything besides hold them for myself and, you know, something like you've done. You know, you bought them, you've held them, and that's exactly what I want to do. So, you know,
yeah.
And I take it with the tenants in there. You know, you don't have to do anything. As is, I pay closing costs. There's no commissions. It's a net number to you. I mean, I'd buy both of them.
Well, let's talk about the Pilot first. I want to get rid of it first.
All right. So, I mean.
So, what did I tell you I wanted for?
Well, I told you, you were around the 100, I believe.
No, I'm 100.
What's that?
I'm around the 100.
Well, you tell me what you were around, because I'll be honest. You know.
I told you 200.
What's that?
I told you 200.
I can understand where you would say that, and if it was in perfect condition, then 200 would make sense, but it's not in perfect condition. It needs updates. It needs to be, you know, updated and fixed up. I mean, there's just no, it doesn't.
So what is your offer?
For both properties or just Pilot?
Just Pilot right now. I tell you I want to do with Pilot right now.
I mean, I'd be willing to come up a little bit for Pilot, but
give me a figure. I can't guess. I ain't hit my coffee yet.
I mean, what do you think about 85?
Did you say 85?
Yeah. What do you need? Because 200 is not realistic. You know, if it was perfect and in beautiful condition, that's one thing. But I know where this house is at. I've seen it with my own eyes. I mean, what are you looking to get?
You think it's just worth 85?
What are you looking to get?
I'm looking to get two, but I would sell for 180.
I can't do 180, man.
Why not?
because the condition, if it was updated and it was, you know, perfect, and, you know, that's a different story, but it's not. And, you know, I'll tell you what I'll do. What is it going to take for you to sell the property? You know, I'm going to need to put a lot of work into it. I mean, I don't think that's a, I mean, that's apparent. That's clear. Mm-hmm. You know, I said 70, I came up to 85. You know, there's no way, we're not even close at 180. There's nothing, I mean, I don't want to just, I'm in the business of buying houses and not just offering prices. So, you know.
Well, sir, get back with me. Let's get back, because you're not talking my language, and I don't want to hear it this month. I ain't had my coffee and I had no breakfast.
Okay. I'll get back with you.
All right. Bye.
All right, buddy. Bye.